be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. So James and John were two fiery characters. They were known as the sons of thunder. And you might wonder, and it might be an interesting question to try and ask this morning, you might wonder at the people that Jesus chose to be his apostles and the foundation of his church. You might think, surely he could have made a better choice. And, well, he chose people just like us. People, human. And everybody human has faults and failings. There's no one person totally perfect. And he was teaching us something there, that this is part of life. Now, John and James are represented by many people today, and maybe by some of us here. And you see it every day and every moment of every day, people arguing and fighting, people totally divided politically. What is all that about? You know, hating the other side. How awful is that? And so when we do that, we're just like James and John. We're just like the two of them. And that's why Jesus rebuked them and told them they were totally wrong. We must accept people as they are, not as we want them to be. And when you feel angry and you're really annoyed about something, always begin to have a look at yourself, because what we normally do is transfer the problem out there and do scapegoating. They are wrong. No. Look at yourself. Have the courage and the backbone to look at yourself. That's what we need to do many, many times every day if we want to follow Jesus and become like him.